Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
How are we doing, everybody? And welcome back to the Sean Atwood channel with myself, Ron Swanson, for another McCann Theories. Now, sadly, our fearless leader, okay, of this series, John Wedger, has been taken out the game, not by the establishment, not by a rogue agent, but by a heavy object on his toe. So we all need to send some loving wishes to Mr. Wedger. He will be back tomorrow night, though. Let me know you guys can hear me. You can see me, all that stuff. And we'll have a little chitty chat before we jump in to the main topic tonight. And, you know, this series is a bit of a deep dive series where we're kind of looking at stuff on stream. You're not coming here for me to hit you with a whole bunch of pre-planned stuff. We're going to kind of keep it fluid. Go from there. Sorry, the chair I'm sitting on is a war crime. Okay. For all the John Wedger fans, for those of you who are here just for John, sadly, he will be back tomorrow. Sadly, he's not here tonight, but he will be back tomorrow after taking a little injury. I wouldn't say conspiracy theorist, Gray, but you're entitled to your opinion, my G. You are welcome to have a different opinion. Now, for those of you who didn't catch it, it's a girl. Me and my partner, Danielle, are having a baby girl. It's freaking amazing. The gender reveal party was wild. Dan's mum, if you've not seen the video, you need to go and watch the video. You will never hear a more happy woman as Dan's mother when she found out about this. Now, I just want to say, and I feel like I need to say this, right? Hang on. Let me pause this. For those of you who've been following the Julia series, I, first of all, just want to say thanks to everyone who supports Julia and understands that it's important this girl gets answers, and the fishiness, the way everything has been handled, has been wild. Now, we have got the next part with Julia right here. Now, the last two episodes, we looked at Julia's acro, and in the episode before that, we were delving into her past. Everything in this new episode is brand new, okay? Julia phoned me this week and told me what you're going to find out. And I very rarely use the word flabbergasted, okay? But I was completely flabbergasted at what she told me. And none of you are going to believe this. I mean, you will, because an ex-British police officer, not John Wedger, another one, has come forward with a stack of receipts. And it's mad, okay? It's mad. And the fishiness continues. That's all I can say. We really need some music. It feels so odd not having music on my streams when I'm here by myself. So tonight we're looking at, of course, Madeleine McCann, this poor little girl, what the hell happened. Tonight we're delving into the whole, everything that concerns the car, okay? Because I've never really delved too much into this. if I'm being honest, with regards to the car. So we're kind of going to learn this together. But after hearing what John Wedger said about the sniffer dog, right? It's like, how can I give this in like an analogy? You know how I like my analogies, right? He was the number one, or they, I don't know if it was a girl or a boy. No, John tonight, mate. He dropped something on his foot and has mangled his little foot up. Bless him. Well, I think it was a toe, but he is back tomorrow night. We've got a double whammy tomorrow night with Julia Part 4 at 6 p.m. and then John and myself at 8 p.m. Yeah, so the lie detector fun. I don't know. We will get caught up with everything related to Julia tomorrow. But again, let's just everybody put aside, is Julia Maddie, right? Even though for both arguments, there's a stack of stuff on each side, right? And we need to focus on everything that's coming out that's new, everything that she's finding out, all these letters she's writing, everything she was told to do by John Wedger last week for more access to her public, her records and things like this, she has done. Like, the girl is, she's badass. Okay, she is a badass, and she just wants to be heard. So if you have the time tomorrow night to come and join us, and if you so happen to join us, could you please maybe tell a couple of friends? Could you maybe share it in some places? Even maybe go and have a look on some forum pages or some Reddit pages where you could help us spread her message, because we have sort of created a respectful audience on this channel. And sadly, she's tried to do a few things on TikTok and things like that. And you know what the internet is like. So it's a lot easier to jump on a hate wagon than it is to actually think for yourself. So I commend all of you for your free thinking capabilities. All right. So tonight, if anybody is part of my Discord and would like to come and be on the show, I'll be inviting people into the voice chat, which is on the side. Max says he'll be here in about 40 minutes. That's awesome. And we'll be allowing people to come and join the Discord. And if, like I say, in future shows, you want to come and talk to John and I, that's where you need to do it from. Okay. So let us all dip our toe into the world of Maddie and the car, okay? And we're going to take this from all kinds of angles. Now, this is September 11th, 2007. Proof that Maddie was in the boot of car. All right, sweet. Great place to start. Police say they have found DNA evidence from the body of missing Madeline McCann in the boot of the family's hire car 5 weeks after she went missing. Sky News reported last night that the Portuguese police were adamant that they had found most damning evidence yet implicating either one or both of the McCanns in their daughter's death. Now, it's been a while since I've sort of went into how hardcore and adamant a lot of the accusations from the Portuguese side were. It's interesting. The news comes on the day police moved a step closer to potential charges against the McCanns. When the, and again, 2007, people, this is 2007. Meanwhile, in Britain, Kate and Jerry were faced fresh fears that the social services held talks with police. Okay, listen, this is all old. Okay. The report said the allegations is that the DNA shows a full match, 99%, according to police. It shows the presence of Madeline's body in the boot of the hire car 5 weeks after the disappearance. Okay. So how are we all meant to sit here, right? In a case like this, and be taken so many L's with regards to what we're spoon-fed, because the way that John talked about this dog, and we're going to watch the dog video in just a minute, it seems wild that DNA, 99% DNA evidence appeared in the back of the car. What do you guys think Okay, let's throw this out. Let's throw this out, right? What do you think went on in the back of the car, right? Are we talking about an injured little girl? Are we talking about a little girl who has passed away? Are we talking about, what are we talking about? Because there's so many ways we could take this. And, you know, if you want to go, we can go with a John Wedger mindset, which was that she passed away, she was transported and was put out at sea. And that would make a lot of sense, you know, because where the hell is she? If we're not talking conspiracy here, right? If we're talking, say, no conspiracy, something awful's happened, and these two people, the family, have never done anything wrong in this particular scenario. Panic. Can I just ask any parent out there who, if they were on holiday and came back and their child was dead, wouldn't just call the police? And there's a reason why we're taking this at a dumb level of investigation, right? We would just all call the police, right? I mean, this can't be over two people's embarrassment that they weren't checking on their kids enough, that embarrassment was greater than disposing of their own child. You see what I'm saying? So can we all agree to rule out accidental death and parents panicking and hiding the body? Can we rule that out? One in the side chat if we're ruling that out. Two, if you think it's still a possibility that their shame overtook their cognitive thought. Okay. Okay, we're getting some ones. Okay, do you know what it is? Do you ever remember those little storybooks from the 80s that was like, oh, there's my mum. Ha-ha, that is me as like an eight-year-old child, as that thumbnail. Okay, so let us now turn to the page 57 of the adventure book where we have eradicated accidental death and shame and all of that. Okay, not sure. That's okay. Just so you know, this isn't an echo chamber, so you guys are allowed to speak out. It's not an attack zone, so you're allowed to free think. So, shall we then steer into the realm of parental involvement? Okay, so what about in this scenario, do you think it's most likely that maybe they've drugged their daughter and the embarrassment of that led to the disposal of her body, or are we leaning into the sinister realm? Okay, accidental, still accidental, but involves some sort of sedation, nothing sinister. I mean, obviously drugging your kids is pretty sinister, but you know what I'm saying. Or are we going into the realm of sinister? One for the drugging side and the panicking, nothing sinister. Or two, are we leaning into the realm of something sinister? And whilst you guys are doing that, let's have a look at this. All right. If the McCann's hire car is vital evidence, why were they still driving it up until they left? Again, this is 12 years ago. Oh, we're getting a split. Do you know what? Hang on a second. I can't do that. I was going to put a poll up, but I don't think I can. Let me see if I can. I don't think I have the power. No, I don't have the power to put up a poll, sadly. Sean is currently building his new rig. He's just come back from a family retreat over the weekend. And he is going to be, when's Sean back? I can't remember when he's back on your lovely screen. You wearing lipstick, bro. Listen, shout out burnout. Sometimes you mess your lighting up, okay? And then sometimes you try and use the saturation filter to make yourself look a bit like you don't live away from the sun. And sometimes doing that makes you look like you wear lipstick. I'm all right with it, mate, because the alternative is vampiric. Do you know what I'm saying? Hollywood magic, baby. Hollywood magic. I go with, okay. So it is, it's all so odd. Okay, let's dive into this. Okay, so this is what kind of blows my mind, right? Why would they be allowed to effectively destroy a key piece of evidence? I mean, at this stage, why? It doesn't really make any sense. But I guess until the DNA was taken from the car, there wouldn't be any reason to suspect anything wrong with the car, right? But surely... Okay, listen, we can't just split every hair. We need to hack through this. The traces proved to be key part of the police case against the McCanns, with Kate being repeatedly asked to explain the forensic results during her 16 hours of questioning. The decision not to impound what is proving to be a pivotal piece of evidence could even undermine the police case, according to experts. Interesting. What? To be honest, that's all we really need to know. If they had found that DNA and then allowed that car to continue to be used, we're talking about willing destruction of a crime scene, right? Because that's what the car would be. And that seems to me to just be the biggest fuel on a conspiracy pile ever. If we're talking about proper deep into the tinfoil hat, right? If we're talking, elites, you know, the Podestas, you know, PDF files, all of this stuff, that sort of covers that realm of assistance from the police to cover all this up. Right, this is jaw-dropping footage of the sniffer dogs alerting to McCann's apartment and car. Please be a video. Why are you not a video? Look at it, guy. Oh, make you have, look at the guy. Right, so why, this was a video earlier. Why are you doing this to me? Right, hang on. Footage of, it'll be on the YouTube, I imagine, unless it's been scrubbed. Oh, here we go. Here we go, baby. Right, somebody put in the side chat, I think. Oh, also as well, Elena, thank you very much. This was establishment came into... Hang on a second. This was the establishment came in to run, cover, and continue to do so. Is either PDF file based or government wanted to use the situation for some reason? Do you know what? The government wanting to use it for some reason. Almost like some weird cash cow money laundering... thing. I mean, 14 million is pretty nuts. Yeah, somebody was saying earlier about spaniels. I used to have a spaniel, okay? And they're pretty on point when it comes to sniffing things. And she was just adorable. But let's watch this reaction again. I also think it's really important that, I mean, we've all seen episodes of Cops, right? Where people are pulled over, they suspect or smell something, they bring in a dog. If the dog reacts, they're allowed to search the vehicle. But the handlers are very close to the dog. You almost feel like something fishy's going on, if you know what I mean. But here, the dog is like proper just running about the place. Yeah, damn. I'm telling you, that doggo knows he's getting a treat. Knows they're getting a treat. Yeah. Two dogs were used. Okay. But maybe we may see the second dog come in. It may be a car dog and an apartment dog. I don't know. Again, yeah, this is a deep dive series. Do we want to hear what this guy's got to say? Let's have a listen to him. Apologize about the buzzing.
We screen the vehicles using the dog, and the only reaction we've had is to the car in the far corner. And what we have is a reaction from the dog over here, where his head's up in the air, and he's scenting the items that he's trained to find. And when we tie him down, he picks this car or this door. The important thing to realise is that he's picking the scent that's coming out through the seal of the door.
Holy sh! Wow. So the doggo has sniffed it through the, I imagine, the weakest seal in the door, any of the doors. Then they've let her in and she's narrowed it down to the boot. Damn. Also, is it intrusive thought? Is it CNI dogs are mad, right? That's a whole other thing, but mad. Dogs are so smart, so smart. All right. Okay, so before we go into the house, how does this, is this not completely damning? Am I missing something? Put in the side chat if there's been some revelation that came out that was like, oh, you know, the cadaver dog was off its nut that day. It had been at his wife's freaking sister's 60th the night before. Like, hit me with something in the side chat, people, because this is like a smoking gun, surely. Yeah, see, if Madeline no longer exists, out of all the theories that don't involve PDF files and sinisterness, but in saying that, Gregor, I mean, maybe there was something sinister that caused her to die. But anyway, we're not here for that. We are here for the car this evening. It's got to stay on car. Let's jump into this. All right, this is actually quite interesting. So, can we see if this is tiles, right? I can't imagine. I mean, you'd have to be an absolute psychopath to have carpets in Portugal, right? Come on. Yeah, so it's, I could hear his little claws tippy-toeing. All right, so that is tiles. Okay, so from this hype, okay, if we've got a little girl who falls head first, half asleep, maybe because they've been sedated, head first down the back of a couch, breaks her neck. Okay? Like, one in a million nightmare scenario unfolds. Because if she's climbed up on the couch to look out the window to see where mummy and daddy are, and she's overlain and just toppled down and bang, you would think, though, that she'd, I don't know what the word is. So if she's fallen head first, you would think that the wall or the couch would kind of slow her down, do you know, because going into contact. Or maybe it was so far away, she's leaned over to try and get it, and then went over and bang. So fucking sad, man. Like, uh-huh. Yes. Do you know, somewhere in a report, there'll be an excuse like that. Lock-in sanity. There will be an excuse like that. I'm just saying. Right, let's carry on. Sorry I keep stopping this, guys. It just seems so... I'm trying to rule things out, right? Because that's what I like to do. And if this couch is roughly where it was... Yeah. I mean, who would have a couch a toddler width away from the wall? Okay? Who's doing that? Do you know what I mean? Who has got a couch up against a wall that isn't in front of a radiator or something, that's got enough space that a toddler can go over and then fall head first and end himself? Do you see what I mean? Okay, that is quite a big space. But yeah, I mean, honestly, I've got kids. I've seen toddlers fall over stuff, all the rest. Like, they're resilient little bastards. So it makes me think that she must have been sedated in some way. Lisa Gibbons, thank you very much. Also, what was Elena? Thank you very much as well. Lock sanity. Excuse me. Lisa, thank you everybody for your support this evening. So, let's carry on.
Okay, what we've done is we've deployed the enhanced victim recovery dog into the apartment. And by experience and the training of the dog, what I've first noticed is that as soon as I came in, that the dog's very excited. And as a handler, I can pick up his body language, etc. And it would appear to me that as soon as he's come in the house, he's picked up a scent that he recognises. The second dog that we've seen work today is the crime scene dog, Keela. She will only indicate to me when she's found human blood.
This is mad.
At this point over here, where the victim recovery dog was indicated, as you saw on the video, the crime scene dog was actually giving me what we call a passive indication, where she freezes in this spot here, which would indicate to me that there is some human blood there.
Okay, right. So we have to point towards something happening in that room. Okay. Now, hang on a second.
We call a passive indication where the victim here, where the victim recovery dog was indicated, as you saw on the video, the crime scene dog was actually giving me what we call a passive indication, where she freezes in this spot here, which would indicate to me that there is some human blood there.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dude, Shannon, totally. It just seems like in every other instance, rather than spend £14 million, the government would go, the dogs, the evidence, And that's before we even start talking about, like, terrible parenting, whatever the law is, neglect. Before we start bringing in that with the other kids, you know? Don't get me wrong. If you've got a villa, right, with your own pool and your own shizzle, you all know what a villa is, right? Google it if you don't. If you've got a villa and all the kids are in their bedrooms and you guys are out in the veranda or the garden or whatever, that makes sense. I don't understand why anyone would gather together, families, go on a holiday and not get a villa. We're not talking about, oh, because it's expensive, they can afford it. Which then brings into the question, was this planned? Okay, was this planned? And if it was planned, by who? Was it Jerry? Was it Kate and Jerry? Was it Kate? Now, sadly, I'm too dumb to remember everything John told me about one of the guys who was in the group in Portugal. It was one of the husbands. He's a sketchy geezer. And he's going to be the subject of a whole night because sketchy geezer. Maybe something happened that was planned by one of the parents that went too far. And maybe what was taking place to that little girl left physical evidence on that little girl. And if that's the case, we're still not talking about elites here. We're talking about creepy members of the group that went to Portugal. Do you think in this scenario, Jerry planned something, possibly with other members of the groups, to take place with his daughter? One in the chat if you think, yes, Jerry did that. Two in the chat if you think Jerry did not do that. Also, as well, if you're just tuning in tonight, welcome. Thank you for coming and spending some time. Please make sure you like and subscribe and share. It really means the world. We're at about 920 viewers across all platforms. Big shout out to Twitter. Hope you're all having a good night. Make sure if you are watching on Twitter that you do come to the channel, you do subscribe, you click the like, all that good stuff. The algorithm is what we're at the mercy of. Okay. Oh, that's a lot of ones. Tony Blair went on TV after the incident saying, if we had DNA database, this would never have happened. But how about that? Well, here's the thing, Alina, right? Thank you very much. Here's the thing. There's crimes that have been solved from 40 years ago because of the DNA database. So surely that would apply to this case as well, if that makes sense. And again, there's probably some of you who are like, oh, Ron, there's more stuff that's happened since the things that have taken place and what you're reading. I'm sure there is. We're just focusing on the car. And what took place in order for that car to be used, allegedly, potentially, for what took place. Touch DNA. Okay, they have a serious dirt on some. Okay. See, here's an interesting one, Claire. John dropped something horrendous on his toe, Loxanity, and will be back tomorrow night with me. We were meant to do this last night, and rather than harass him about coming and joining me tonight, which I'm sure he would have if I'd pushed for him to, the guy just needs to rest his goddamn foot, all right? Okay, even Batman needs a goddamn day to just relax. Okay, how about this? I could quite believe that they all went on holiday. Kate and Jerry anesthetized the kids. Madeline woke up. She died. They panicked. They threw her in the sea. I can believe, let's call that number one. I can believe Jerry allegedly possibly planned something to happen. What took place happened. Then she got up, leant over the couch, passed away. Physical evidence, panic, got to get rid of the body. Kate doesn't know. But none of that adds up. If we believe what John's witness told him, and that witness allegedly said, maybe they didn't, maybe they did, allegedly said that they were at an adult party, you know, keys in the bowl style shenanigans, where he saw Kate and Jerry allegedly with their kids. Now there's like 900 people watching. At least one or two of you, right, have been to one of those parties. Okay, at least one or two of you have been to a sassy grown-up club or one of those parties. No kids involved, that's not what I'm saying. When have you ever seen someone bring their kids? And you don't have to answer because that'll out yourself, okay? But the answer is never. So could we, if we are to believe the witness, allegedly, why would you be taking your kids there and then knocking them out, you know, with the drugs, knocking them out, allegedly? Because we all know about GHB and the DATAR drugs that knock you out and you wake up and you don't remember anything. Does anybody remember having an operation after you've been knocked out by one of these medical professionals? So I imagine a lot of madness. If someone can cut you open, right, cut some bits out of you and drill some new bits in, and you wake up and go, other than the pain, everything's cushy. Anything could happen, right? So for me, I'm sorry. If that witness is true, allegedly, there is no reason to take your children there unless something sinister is going on. So I personally think something sinister has gone on. I think that there was physical wounds, maybe not even from the night this happened, okay? But I believe something very sinister took place at some point on that holiday that left evidence that would have been fairly obvious to somebody examining a little girl's body. I think Madeline got up, allegedly, possibly, in this theory, fell over the back of the couch, and they found her gone, right? They've then packed her in the back of the car, made some phone calls to some friends that they have in high places, and made sure that a boat went out to sea with some crab pots in it, with some very, very, very sad bait inside of it, i.e. a little girl. Now, it's interesting that the case is for a missing girl. It's for an abduction, right? And we are going to look at the abduction theories. So I think that in this car scenario, that could possibly happen. But what about the human transportation side? What about secret societies and the elites that rub shoulders with people like the McCanns? It's often the the darkest things that we don't want to look at or bring to the table as reasoning that tend to have an element of truth with them. And it rattles my brain, because what if something took place? What if it was a struggle that took place in that apartment? And then what if that little girl was put in the back of that car, taken somewhere, planned? Maybe something happened at that place where she was taken that resulted in her needing to be put in a boot and take out to sea. Maybe she was, you know, stuffed in a shipping container and off she went to the mail order listings for those who partake in the human transportation horrors. It just, there's too many open-ended threads that point to sinister, horrific things that involve this little girl. And for the dogs to be written off so quickly, and for that car, it was almost, are we getting the impression then that the British police just went, ah, oh, stupid Portuguese, they're crazy. I don't know why I'm doing that. But do you get the feeling like the British police panned off the findings of the Portuguese police, and we all had our brains washed? Because it seems to me like this is the only case in history of this magnitude where we have clear evidence gone by the sniffer dogs in a car and an apartment where this little girl stayed, and the car that her parents had. How do you even get away with that? Like, how do you even tie that in to the official media narrative of this German guy? Like, how? Do you know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense. But when we start talking about £14 million, that's a lot of money. So what clever way it would be to pay and fund for this horrific thing that's taken place than from the taxpayer? You know, let's funnel it in. And if you're sitting there thinking, by gosh, Ron, you're a bit crazy, you have no idea what is coming tomorrow in Julia Part 4. Okay? Because it's going to take your brain outside and just stick it on the concrete and just match it with a brick. It's wild. So make sure you're there tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Sean Atwood Channel, Julia Part 4. Charge them both and let them turn on each other. You see, there's way too much fish in the way, John. A big pile of fishiness is preventing that from happening. Because if nothing has come to the table by now, right? If nothing has come to the table, right? Is it ever going to come to the table? Because unless something groundbreaking takes place tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Julia Part 4, unless something groundbreaking happens that sways people to the possibility that this little girl could still be alive, okay? I just think the only hope is for someone to bump into her one day. There we go, Mac. All right, let me just go and see if... Mac, if you're available, you want to jump into VC. In fact, hang on a second. Mac, can you make... Hang on a minute. Create channel. Voice channel. Mac, can you put a voice chat in the chit chat zone for me, if you're actually here and can hear me? Oh, I've lost the chat. Oh, where are we? Here we are. I do have headphones. Okay. How about, okay, Oh, yeah, John. Yeah. Yes. Well, listen, we cannot lead into false confessions under torture, okay? As much as we'd like to. Oh, sweet, yeah. Yeah, man. Fucking right. You want to come and jump on? You want to come and jump on this now? I'm totally down with that, man. Let me ping you an invite. Let me ping John an invite as well. Where are you? There you are. Yeah, this is Luke from Break the Ice on our YouTube channel. Become very friendly and it seems like an awesome guy. Yeah, come on and have a little chat about your stream as well if you want me. But we're focusing on the car this evening. Yeah, don't forget to smash the like button, my G's. But again, it's a pile of fish or more piles of fish. Okay, so I think everyone is still kind of split with what they think. It seems to be, yeah, I'll give you 5 minutes, mate. It seems to me like we're either fully invested in the sinister side, but there's about 20 different versions of what the sinister side could be. And then I think some of us are just trying to rationalize this in a way that makes sense, you know, especially when we look at the car and the dogs, because all evidence points towards sinister and foul play. And if it's sinister and foul play, it certainly isn't an abduction. What is an accident? I guess that's in the eye of the beholder, shall we say. It's not to me at tonight at 10. I have been in two different cities, three different houses, all over the place today. Welcome to the channel. Yeah, Fra, that is definitely one of the theories. I think we talked about that last week, the Podestas, if I'm being honest. Was it that show? We definitely spoke about it last week. I just can't remember what show it was. Where did Jerry's tennis bag go? See, you guys are so smart. Like, you guys are on this. I have been out of the Madeleine McCann loop for so long, and John is really my main source. Working with Julia as well has opened my eyes to a well of possibilities. And that's why I think it's important that we revisit all the theories, because none of this makes sense. If you can bring a theory to the table that actually makes sense, that explains why the dogs were denied and why the British police say one thing, the Portuguese say another, and you can come on and explain all that, I am fully on board. Just make it make sense, right? I mean, that's, I think, where a lot of us are at. But it just gets worse and worse. The more you try and figure it out, the more it just points to foul play. Or at least, at the very best, two parents that discovered something horrendous and covered it all up. Doesn't make any sense, really. Or something planned happened and their parents covered it all up. But it's just the mind just goes all over the place. Right, let's jump into this now. So I do believe police say Madeleine's body in boot of McCann's hired car. Police say Madeleine, okay, let me see, clip.
Learned that a full DNA forensic discovery. Sky sources learned that a full DNA match to Madeleine McCann was found in a car hired by her parents after her disappearance. And Martin, can you explain some of the variables, i.e. that it might not necessarily be that Madeleine's body was within the boot of the car, it could have been a piece of clothing of hers or her toy?
No, the evidence suggests very strongly that it wasn't her DNA that's been transferred. The fact that, the allegation that this DNA shows a full match, a 99% plus match of Madeleine's DNA, according to the police, shows the presence of a body, not of...
All right. Okay. This Rain Man-looking geezer here seems to sound like he knows what he's talking about. Okay. Let's just hear that again.
The presence of a body, not of her clothing or the...
Oh, come on.
Presence of a body, not of her clothing or the transfer of her DNA onto anything else. They are adamant that this shows that this was Madeline's body in the boot of the family hire car at least 5 weeks after she disappeared. And as I said, it explains why they've been so aggressive in their questioning of Mr. and Mrs. McCann, trying to get them to explain why Madeline's body, they say, was in the boot of that car so long after her disappearance.
Okay, Martin Brown's important now.
Interesting. So could we be looking at something happening in the apartment and she's declared missing, and all the while she's missing, something sinister and horrendous has taken place. Then a couple of weeks in, she's disposed of in the back of that car. Because they must be thinking to themselves, well, you know, her DNA will be all over the car anyway, right? I'm just reading the side chat now, guys. Hang on, what video is this? Oh, that's one we've seen, right? Yeah. All right, give me a second. See, we're getting the most recent stuff is all about the reservoir and about how that's where the search was taken, and that's a body of water. And I'll be honest, I had grim hopes, I guess, that we were going to discover something, but nothing. How did this figure, like, right? Right? It just seems mad that years later, once all these finer details have been, like, all but forgotten, we've now got a guy on trial, right? This German dude. And again, that's how dumb I am. That's, I mean... It just seems to me like if you were going to try and cover something up, at some point, you're going to have to give people an answer, unless it is a true mystery. I mean, Jesus Christ, people vanish all the time, but this they tend to vanish. They don't tend to be, you know, transferring dead body DNA in the back of a car. They moved her body. Oh, shit. Okay, so they panic, they hide her, they bury her. And then they move her body. Wild. My brain's already forgotten what that guy said. Hang on a second.
Okay, Martin Brown. Explain, in the boot of the family, they are adamant that this shows that this was Madeline's body in the boot of the family hire.
Her body, right? So, is it a cadaver dog?
The evidence suggests very strongly that it wasn't her DNA that's been transferred. The fact that, or the allegation that this DNA shows a full match, a 99% plus match of Madeline's DNA.
Mate, honestly, how is nobody in jail? How is no one from that holiday not in jail? A serious question. I just don't understand. Like, hang on a minute. Okay, so Madeline's sister or sisters, right? They're like 19 now, okay? surely they've got some questions, right? Surely at some point one of them is going to have an opinion. Do you know what I'm saying? But I mean, there were two. So, I mean, what could they possibly say? But surely, surely if there's evidence of horrificness and the other kid's allegedly evidence, surely we could put some hope in maybe one day something coming. Oh, ICE is ready. Yeah, I've sent you a link on WhatsApp, bro. Holy shit. Sorry, John's. John's just sent me some stuff. Yeah, you got the link now. Okay, nice one. So again, I flabbergasted again. I don't get it. I don't understand how this stuff just gets swept under the carpet. If there was ever anything pointing towards a corrupt hand of the PDF file elite, surely it is the sniffer dog results just being treated like it's nothing. Because after all, I don't think a murder case would get the prolonged investment from the government that missing or abducted child case would get in this sense. Maybe I'm wrong. But this has been going on a long time. A long time. Right, let's see what Luke's doing. I think he's still trying to figure out what to do. But you should be here. You should be here any minute. So I'll have a quick chat with him and then we'll see what you guys think. I mean, I think I know what you all think. It's kind of split down the middle with hang on 1 second. Yo, I'm doing a podcast, mate. I will call you as soon as I'm done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
There we go.
How you doing?
What's happening, mate? How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm good. Nice to finally get on the channel. How are you? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm great, mate. I'm great. Well, listen, just look, you introduce yourself and tell people a little bit about your channel and tell them a little bit about the Moors murders. Like, hit them with like five minutes of the sales pitch because.
Well, yeah. So, well, hello to all your audience. Anyway, how many have you got in chat now? Looking down here.
There's 510 on YouTube, 535 on Twitter. And
hello to everybody out there
on Facebook.
Yeah, so my name's Luke. I run a channel called Break the Ice, which is mainly deals in like true crime, interviews, yep, documentaries, that kind of stuff. I've done a lot of work on the Moors murders, documentaries with family members of victims, been to the graves with. So the Kilbride family became friends of mine. It was,
yep,
it was John Kilbride's, who was the second victim, his brother,
yep,
ended up becoming a friend. So I've made a documentary with him. The inside story, how it affected the family, you know what I mean? Let me get my glasses on.
Yeah.
How it affected the family, what it was like going through it, growing up, you know, with your family looking for...
Of course.
Your loved one. And obviously, of course, at the time, they didn't... When John was missing for 2 years, they wasn't aware... The Moles murders wasn't a thing. Do you know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah, well, of course. Of course.
My channel's called Break the Ice. So if, there you go. It says it right there. If anyone wants to check that out, I'm probably most known on that channel for the Peter Faldin interview and the Nicola Bully work that I've done.
Yeah.
Okay. Whereby I did this interview with Peter Faldin about his declaration that he actually found Nicola in the river.
Yeah.
After, saying that he didn't. And then there's a whole inquest that he wasn't invited to. And it turned out that he found her on the second day of his search.
Yeah.
And he wasn't allowed to die.
Well, listen, all I'm saying is, if you're into this channel, you'll definitely like Luke's content. So make sure you go and check it out. But look, listen, we're focusing on the Madeleine McCann theory and everything surrounding the car and the sniffer dogs and how this evidence could have just been so easily tossed away, because it seems like it is, for me, the biggest finger point towards a helping hand from someone, for whatever reasons that may be. What do you think? What's your take?
I don't know where you're up to. I've only come on about seeing the stream about 5 minutes ago. Where are you up to at the moment?
Well, to be honest, the way this show goes is we kind of deep dive into a topic and we try and eliminate courses of thought. And we don't really think that anything explains your daughter ending up with a cadaver dog hit in the back of a car unless something terrible happened, right? So if you were a parent and you came back and found that and nothing dodgy had happened and your only thing is embarrassment that you left your kid alone, are you actually going to hide your freaking dead child? Like, it doesn't make any sense. So we're just giving our input on. So what do you think happened involving the car? How did she end up in the car? You tell us your
take. This car was actually, it was hired a month later, wasn't it?
Yeah. Five weeks, I think it was.
I believe, so let me just firstly say, because everyone knows John Wedger on this channel.
Yeah.
And it's how I've now come to be on this channel now, is that I've made me and John have made a video about, it's called A Web of Lies, Madeleine McCann. It's done nearly 500,000 views, so check that out. John's got some very powerful, hard-hitting stuff to say about that. And a lot of the stuff that he says really does make sense, and some of it goes hand in hand with research that I've done. Now, first and foremost, I want to say that not one part of me believes that there was ever an abductor.
Okay.
Not for a moment do I believe that. If you look at just the interviews and the body language of Jerry and Kate McCann, Kate seems to be very guilt and burden ridden. Jerry seems to control how it goes. She gets asked a question, Jerry likes to jump in. That's my analysis and what I see.
Okay.
Now, with regards to the car and the cadaver dog picking up scent a month later, for me, that leads to that I think that she was, as John says, he thinks that she may have died the day before, not the third, but the second.
Okay.
To give them this day of, you know, let's concoct this story. And sure. I believe, and obviously, if people don't know, Jerry's tennis bag was not seen again. Now, a tennis bag is quite a good size for, you know,
a
small body. So my personal opinion is that she may have been hidden somewhere immediate. There's lots of wells around.
Sure.
There's loads of wells in Pride de Luge. And then maybe then, after a month, she was then transported somewhere more final. I did read a comment before about her being buried. Not so sure how I feel about that. Possible. But
yeah,
I think,
to be honest, I think the buried may have been a statement like covering just hidden. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know if buried would be the right one, but certainly, like you say, hidden in a bag, disposed of later, it certainly fits the narrative of what took place in the car.
Yeah. Well, like, the thing to remember is that, like, dogs don't lie, do they? You can't lie to a dog.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest things to kind of remember in this whole case. And I'm glad that it's been spoken about a lot more again these days, because you know justice has to be served with this one.
It has to. Something's got to come of it. What do you think about the possibility of Madeline's sisters having witnessed something over the last 17 years that may make them one day step out and say something allegedly?
I think that's possible. I believe. So are the twins, are they boy and girl?
I think so.
I think they are boy and girl. I think they are. Now, I got a comment. So on this video I did with John, I'm getting comments all the time, as you're aware, with the comment, how the comments work. And one of the comments said that I think it was the son or the daughter, wasn't at a memorial recently.
Interesting.
Now that is food for thought. And are they at an age now? So how old would they have been? They would have been
nineteen, twenty. Yeah. Well, that's what I mean.
So I mean, they have archives and they have years of interviews and news articles and conspiracies, and it's unavoidable for them to now look at. So they could have been questioning the narrative as they've gotten into their teens and a bit older, and they've got their own mind. So who knows what they're thinking? Who knows what they could have heard?
Do you know what else makes things a little weird, right?
Go on.
Let me just... Yeah. So if allegedly the brother wasn't at the memorial, right?
Yeah.
And you go on Google right now and type in Madeline McCann twins, I'll give you a fiver if you can find one of the brother.
What a picture.
I mean, I just can't find anything. There's baby pictures.
Let me pull up my let me pull this comment up here.
Because it's almost like this is just me pulling stuff out my backside, but it's almost like the one who is going along with the narrative is in the limelight, allegedly. Does that make sense? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I did a video the other day, and because one thing that me and John talked about was, he said that in a crime of this kind of nature, then parents will always cooperate. Of course.
Yeah, of course. Child.
But Kate McCann refused to answer 48 questions.
Yeah.
That was something that I then made, this was only 2-3 days ago, I made a video with all of those 48 questions. And I went through them, and some of the questions were, I read these questions kind of in real time.
Hit us with your most, your top three most suspicious body swerved questions, and then the public can go and check out the rest of them in your video. But what were the ones that really set your alarm bells off?
Right, okay. So, yeah, and as I said, I'd not known them before, so you can see me kind of reacting in real time. One of them was, and I'm paraphrasing right now, Is it true that you wanted to hand over the custody of Maddie to a relative? True story. I can pull it up. Wow. So that's one that stands out straight away, because what I ask myself is, where's the source of that coming from? Because the I'm sure the police aren't pulling these questions out of their ass, pardon my French. So there must be sources that are feeding these tidbits of information.
It seems like the tidbits that are pieces to the puddle seem to be being left out from the buffet table that's public to the world. Like,
yeah,
surely if there was a blood relative in Portugal, that would have been another key investigative road to go down.
Absolutely. There's one here which really, I'm just getting it up now. It really stood out to me, as well as that one. So that's one of them. Another one.
Make sure you guys are liking and subscribing just while you're watching this. I apologize that me and Luke are both completely different sizes on your screen right now. It's like Hobbit and Gandalf.
I just looked up and you've just got crazy red glasses on.
It stops the corneas being burned by the blue light. They're
rock and roll star.
Yeah, people keep calling me Bono. It's just the way it is, Mike G. It's just the way it goes. It's better than Simon Cowell. I just want to point that out.
Where is this one now? There was one about despairing of their children.
Okay.
Which I found to be quite an odd thing to say. Let me just find this and.
Yeah, no problems. So again, we're talking to Luke from Break the Ice, and he's delving into some of the questions that were body swerved by Kate McCann during her interview. And the reason that we bring this, or Luke has brought this to the table, is because the question is, if your child was missing, you would go along with everything, right?
You would answer every question.
Yeah.
I found it, Ron.
Okay. All right. Hit us.
Right. So obviously the first one was, did you consider handing over custody to a relative? I mean,
yeah,
that blew my mind because A, where's it come from? There's got to be some intel. And B,
who's the relative, mate? Who's the relative?
It doesn't say.
That's what I'm saying.
You might know.
Well, that's it. That's got to be the part C to your questions, mate. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, because.
Yeah. Is it true that this is question 40. Is it true that sometimes you despaired with your children's behavior and that left you feeling very uneasy?
Wow. Despaired.
Yeah, despaired. Is it true that sometimes you despaired? And another one, this is kind of twofold, this one. I'm gonna roll two into one. Is that when Kate found Maddie to not be there in the apartment, she ran back to the tapas and said they've taken her. Right. So firstly, why are you jumping to that conclusion that she's been taken? If you've got a 3-year-old, they're very inquisitive, my first thoughts, being a father, I know you're a father, Ron. My first thoughts would be she's wandered off somewhere. She's opened the door, she's wandered out somewhere. It's not they've taken her. Who's they?
Here's the thing. Let's say I was a hysterical father and I'm going, I've lost control. I would be saying, oh my God, someone's taken my child, or something along those lines. They've taken her sounds really, really, really dodgy.
It sounds rehearsed.
It sounds like that is a very plausible reason, Luke, is what it does.
It's like, here's my script. Right, tomorrow they've taken her. Bang, let's go with that.
Yeah,
it's
wild because it's one of those moments where when I say I would be like someone's taking my child, I would want to get that across in the most accurate way possible. Okay, because I certainly wouldn't be like they've taken her. It just seems like an odd thing to say in the heat of the moment. It really does.
Yeah. Twofold to that. Now, if they, who they are, we don't know who they are. Is there a they? They've taken it. Then okay. Then why have you left your twins in that apartment where your other child's been taken from? Then
yeah.
Why are you not on the veranda shouting down, Jerry, XYZ person? You wouldn't leave there because they could be around. They could take more children.
It makes sense.
Who knows if we go with the narrative there was an abductor, if they were taking Maddie in this moment, then Kate might have come in and just disturbed that. They could be hiding. If she buggers off, they might have been planning to take the other two. Doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah, it's
why we're still talking about it 17 years later, Ron.
This is the thing, and it's so easy to just do an update show where you focus on what's going on in the news. But I'm telling you, going over all these old points and these things that are, what, a decade and a half in the past?
Yeah.
Like, it's important because it's already shed light on this case that we all thought we knew about in areas that I never even knew about, like the way that the dogs went about identifying the blood, the body, what it means to have a hit in the way that it did with the type of dog that it did, and how that is not the most damning evidence in the incarceration of at least someone from the Seven, right? I mean,
yeah.
we can throw about benefits of the doubt and all this kind of stuff when we're talking about theories and shows like this. It just seems too out there for there not to have been a hand from a higher place involved in this. Whether it was, Jim, I've accidentally killed my daughter, what do I do? Right the way up to the Podesta theories, you know?
Yeah.
And whatever level that came at, £14 million in return, right, yeah, from British taxpayers. I mean, that's a good little payoff, you know?
For me, like, it's kind of insulting. This is my opinion. You've got to throw it out there in this day and age.
Of course,
it's my opinion. But it's insultingly obvious that they know more than they're letting on. I mean, if you look at they both wear their faces. I'm swearing at you there. They both wear their faces very differently. She cannot look up. She's at the ground. She looks so guilty and riddled with burden, whereas Jerry looks very, very calm, very calculated, very in control. And I feel like there's a voice inside of her that wants to jump out and scream what happened. And is dying to, but Jerry's pulling.
Do you think the possibility then that they knocked the kids out, it all went terribly wrong?
I believe that Madeline, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, sorry, just changed the picture. I believe that they were possibly medicated, probably likely, really. And this may have happened on a few of the evenings. And I believe that I think some people believe that she might have been over-medicated and that's how she come to pass. I think the other way, I think she may have been under-medicated. And I think she got up. I think she went looking for mummy and daddy as a three-year-old without the parents in a dark apartment in another country would. I think because of the blood splatters behind the sofa, I believe that, and obviously the tampered with curtains and whatnot, I believe that she climbed that sofa. This is after speaking with John, who's filled me in a lot on what he knows. Yeah. She's climbed up onto the sofa, looking for mummy and daddy, and I believe that she's fell. And she's passed, hit her head and passed. Not like I've said this before, not one part of me believes that she was murdered. Not one part of me thinks that there is any premeditated kind of goings on here.
Sure.
I think it was a neglect and, highly irresponsible.
Okay.
I think that she was found dead.
Yeah.
And then who knows what happened after that?
Well, here's the thing, okay? What if everything that you're saying took place, right? Except they were there to hand off Madeline, right, for whatever reason, okay, to a third party. She ends up being knocked out after the fact, put in that tennis bag and taken away. Now, I was saying this earlier. I've seen many toddlers. I've got children, right? And they're pretty resilient little buggers when it comes to falling off stuff, whacking their head, all of this. And I don't know.
From the height of the back of a sofa, if she was standing, let's say she's standing on the top of the sofa.
Yeah, dude, I'll be honest. I've seen it, right? And here's the thing.
Granite floor.
The granite floor is damning, right? I'm not going to lie. The granite floor is the only X factor in this.
Yeah. Right?
Because unless the couch was so far away from the wall that at no point there was no traction between the wall, the couch, or Madeline, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes you wonder then why she would climb up on the couch thinking that she'd be able to reach anything if there was that big a gap. The granite is damning, right? I mean, you know yourself, even in UK pub fights, how many people have went to jail for manslaughter because they punch someone in the face, they fall backwards, hit their head on the concrete, and they're done, right? So I do completely believe that side, but I'm telling you now, there is some stuff going to be dropping tomorrow that sheds some fishiness on so many new angles of this, bro. With Julia Part 4, it's going to blow everyone.
Have you got her on again?
Yeah, and this is another ex-policeman that's contacted her with all the new information that's going to be going out, and it just adds more layers of fishiness, bro. Okay,
I'll be tuning in.
I'm going to tell you now. There are systems in place that if you wanted a dog to smell a dead body, right? Mm-hmm. And then you wanted a blood dog to go and find DNA in that same place. Do you really think it would be that difficult for someone to plant the smells necessary to convince the world Madeline was dead when really she struggled, she bled, and she was taken out, knocked unconscious and ferried around? Because convincing the world that she's dead in a case where she's an abducted child, she's not a murder victim, okay?
Yeah.
But they're trying so hard to convince us. For me, there has to be room for thought for everyone when it comes to these monsters that move humans from point A to point B for whatever sinister reason.
I just personally can't fathom that parents would do that.
Dude, you ain't spent 6 years pulling people up on the dark web who are on forums offering their kids up for free. You have no idea, bro.
You've been down the darkest rabbit holes. So yeah, I haven't. So I'm kind of glad for that. So you may be naive to that, and maybe that's kind of where I want to sit, because it's sensitive. Ron, will you do me a favor? Because a lot of the audience here that know John will take a lot from this video. Will you pull up the video? Just show people the thumbnail on my channel.
Of course.
And don't forget, if you want to see more of my content, then subscribe. Might as well get a little plug in there, Ron.
Fucking right, mate.
So I did it about 6 weeks ago now, but it's my highest viewed video. It's about nearly 500,000.
Yeah, it's here. Hang on a sec. Right, share this tab, and then...
And then there's the 48 questions, which was like 2-3 days ago. There you go. So there's the questions on the left. That's that one.
Yeah.
And then if you go further down, you got some other stuff. There it is. Here. There. That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to go and get your John Wedger.
John's on here in 15 Wedger. Minutes.
Yeah. Well, this is it. So listen. I'm going to be wrapping this up. I think it's a good place to sort of hop off. John Wedger's on your channel this evening. Go and support John. Go and give him all the well wishes. I hope his toes are okay. We will see him tomorrow night. I am back tomorrow, 12:30, with The Daily Show. Then back at 6 p.m. with Sean and Julia for Part 4 of Julia's Story. Back at 8 p.m. tomorrow night, 8:30 probably tomorrow night with John, talking over crime theory and another case. Then Friday, of course, is A Royal Mess and The Daily Show. And this weekend, I've got some interesting things planned that we're going to try out, and I will see you all there for it. Make sure you're liking and you're subscribing and you're doing all that stuff. Luke, thank you very, very much.
Can I, can I just say that regards to, so Johnny's on my channel in 15 minutes and we're going to be live and we're doing a video which is titled One Moment, Is Britain Broken? With all of the recent happenings at the moment with the stabbings and the Leicester Square stabbing and the incident at the airport, the riots, protests. So if anyone who's on this channel, come over and watch that, get onto my channel, subscribe. We'll be on there in 15 minutes, mate.
All right, no bother. Also, Mac, you can drop a Discord link. Anyone who wants to come and join our Discord, come and do so. Luke, thank you very much for being here. Mr. Sean Atwood, sat at home. Thank you very much for allowing the show to happen. We've got about 1,137 across all platforms. And I just want to say to you guys, the viewer at home, thank you for taking time out of your day multiple times sometimes to come and watch my shows, spend time with me, all of that. I can't tell you how much it means to me. And you guys are the reason that people like me and Luke and Sean get to do this for a living. And I don't forget that. And I love every one of you. So please make sure you subscribe. Make sure you guys are checking in on the channel over the next couple of days. Lots of stuff to come. Thank you for being here. I love you guys, and I'll see you all in the next one. Peace.
Cheers, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.